my most memorable English learning experience is going overseas. Because of our program, we have to go to one of the English-speaking countries to attend an immersion program. I think immersing ourselves to those English-speaking countries is the most useful and also most memorable experience for me. Because we live with host family, that's why we have to communicate with host mom or host dad with English. So I think that interactive communication is the most memorable experience for me. Yeah.
You're in an interesting cohort of university students because you did A-levels and now you're studying to be an English teacher and you'll be teaching the DSE system, right?
Yeah.
So what do you see are the advantages and disadvantages of the past and the present and the future for students?
You mean the changing of to the new cohort? Because we are studying primary English, so maybe the change of the new system may not have a very great impact on us. But I mean, if looking at the secondary, the DSE cohort, I think just look at the English subject, I think the changes may not be so great. Because I sometimes have tutoring with secondary school students, and when I look at the DSE paper, I think it's just a less difficult format of the A-level English. So, I mean, if just looking at the English paper, I think the change of the education system doesn't have a very great impact. Yes.
So, as a primary school English teacher, there is some argument that perhaps children should be taught English at an older age, perhaps in secondary school, because they need to focus on their mother tongue early on. How do you feel about that?
Actually, I disagree because of my part-time job. I work as a playgroup TA. I obviously observe that there is a really dramatic change if their children learn English at a very early age. Because at first, because for my students, some of them are just maybe 18 months old. And I think if they really emerge in that environment, they really can acquire English very quickly. So I think earlier the better. At least they get used to it and they are not afraid of using English. So I think early is the better. So I oppose that learning English should be postponed to a later stage. Yeah.
Okay. And what about reading? Do you have a memorable reading experience you could share?
Reading. To be honest, I don't like reading. But the only period that I really read is during my secondary school when I was preparing for A-level exam. Because we have to know more about the social issues and new vocabularies. That's why our teachers will encourage us to read newspaper. So I think, as I remember, my reading experience is only reading newspaper, but for academic use. Yeah.
How about these days? Are you reading an English newspaper these days?
No.
Is there anything that might make you want to read more?
Maybe some of the for leisure, I really don't like to read. But for maybe academic wise, I will read when I am interested in a certain topic in the topic that I'm recently studying. Yeah.